The Madrigal Dinner got its roots as a small performance put on by a group of students.
So the Madrigal Dinner itself, interestingly enough, it started as a small room performance. It was probably like maybe a cast of 7 to 8 people, and it was just this very tiny room of people just circulating and performing.
Now in its 35th year, the dinner includes a play, a choir performance, improv, and a 4-course meal.
What do you care, Cornelius? All you ever do is look at yourself.
Producer Robert Bloom thinks the dinner is unlike anything else.
There really isn't anything else like Renaissance-wise or this whole dinner theater style thing at the UT campus. So really it's a very unique experience.
Choir member Minerva Hernandez loves performing for attendees and transporting them to another century.
It's really cool to be able to go out in front of 1,200 people in total and just perform for them and take them to a time that we're not in and just entertain them.
Jane Ross Piedad has attended the dinner twice now and says it brings back many memories.
I sang in madrigals as a high school choir member, and sometimes it just brings me back because that's one thing I didn't get to do in college.
For those attending, Hernandez hopes they relax and enjoy the performance.
I hope that when they come in, they can separate themselves from their lives for those 2.5 hours, and they can just leave everything outside of the door. They walk in the doors and they can just enjoy themselves and laugh at the dirty jokes and sing and be moved by the story.
For Dispatch 40, I'm Jed Beecham.